Good morning, everybody. Mike and Casey in the morning at a quarter after six.
Okay, theater lovers, the Hear Me Out monologue competition wants to hear from you. Roland Tech is a movie director and writer. He's also an educator. So I asked him, what does it take to write a great monologue?
Okay, if you have ever sat down and imagined the way you wished a conversation had gone with somebody after the fact, you're halfway there to writing a monologue. What it boils down to is, even though we call it monologue, it always carries within it a relationship. It's always fundamentally about the person who's talking in relationship to someone else or some group of people, and that's what makes us interested to listen. So something is revealed about that relationship over the course of 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It depends on what you have to say.
Okay. Are there some always and nevers when it comes to monologue writing?
Well, so the thing, the big distinction that I like to make is that storytelling is one thing, where the focus is on the story. Monologue is a slightly different thing, because if you think about it, when we speak in life and in the theater, we're always doing it with a purpose. Like right now, I'm speaking, you could say maybe I'm trying to impress you, or I'm trying to sound intelligent, or I don't know what, or I'm trying to entertain people who might be listening, but I have a purpose in speaking. And that's really what is the primary distinction, that in a monologue you have a feeling that a person who is speaking is trying to get something or accomplish something by speaking.
All right, that's Roland Tech. I really thought I could write a monologue until I listened to him. And then I'm like, yeah, no, it's probably not that easy. So they have a short form and they have a long form. The festival theme this year is borders. So you're going to write a monologue about borders, whatever that means to you.
Okay.
But you can win cash, and you can win workshops, and you can win the Golden Ear statue. And I was like, really, Roland, who was on the statue committee?
They used my ears as a...
It's a great big statue. Yeah. But he says, you know, it's all about listening. Mm-hmm. Really, really, okay. Really listening.
Now, how do you get involved with this?
HearMeOutMonologues.com.